There's one among you with whom you do not recognize. You know, I'm 58 years old now, and I noticed that I'm needing my reading glasses ever more and more. I need really two sets of glasses, one for reading a book, another one reading a computer screen, because it's slightly different. I don't really need anything from beyond that. But because I'm constantly going between which glass to read, I got a set of trifocals, one that has nothing on the top and then medium. But I'm forever taking them on and off and leaving them somewhere. And then when I do pick them up, they're dirty, and I'm trying to clean them. I'm like, oh, God. Anyway, so, but it gets particularly bad when it's when I'm tired and when it's a little dark, dim lighting, like we've been starting our liturgies in the Advent. So I'm going like, okay, I got to wear glasses. And so I remind myself of my mother when, my mom was, she was really blind, I mean, in lots of ways. She needed three sets of glasses, one for one in the distance, one for medium, and one in between. And she was forever, like, losing them, and she would hang them around her neck, you know. And so I remember one day she had all three glasses around her neck, and she goes, "Did anyone see my glasses?" I was like, "Mom, they're around your neck." And then she'd pick them up, and they would be, "Oh, my God, they're filthy." And she'd wash them under the tap, and then she'd clean them off, and she'd be like, "Oh, I can see the world again." The gift of... the reason why I bring that up is because I think it's a great metaphor for faith, and how we... the act of picking up the glasses is acknowledging that we need to see with eyes of faith. And that it doesn't change anything out there, but it changes our ability to be able to see with clarity. And we can see the difference, the real true difference between this or that. And that allows us then to, well, see with eyes of faith. And when we see with eyes of faith, well, we see differently. We can see with clarity the nuances that are super important. What are some of those nuances? I think the act of putting on the glasses is the act of prayer. And we hear this in today's gospel and today's reading, in the letter from Paul to the Thessalonians, to pray always, to pray without ceasing. And that seems so ridiculously outrageous and impossible to do. But what is it that we're doing is, well, you know, when you put on those glasses, that's your moment of prayer. To take a pause and moment, maybe clean your glasses and kind of acknowledge that I need God to see in this world. And then you put them on, and then you pray always throughout the day because you're seeing with eyes of faith. And when you see, differently, then you come to know what you see and receive what you see. That's like this song that we've been singing, the opening song we've been singing for this last several weeks, is about how we're coming to know God and to see God, but to see and to know and to receive Him. But that is all an act of prayer. Prayer being that profound sense of openness and mind and heart to God, that one wants to go a little bit deeper and to see more clearly and to see more deeply. Because you see, here's what happens. When we see, then it's hard to not act on what we see. When we really see, we really come to know, then we see and we respond with compassion. For example, when we look at our elderly parents, we no longer just see grumpy older people, but we see a person who's lonely, who may be in pain and is struggling with the adjustment to the decline in older age. And with that new insight, then one acts with more compassion. Or we see our children and we see their exuberance and their energy, not as willful misconduct, but the energy and the enthusiasm for life. And we look and we insight gives us the joy to be able to acknowledge that and to rejoice with that a little bit in front of us. Or to be able to see a neighbor who maybe seem a little bit odd or eccentric. Instead, we then see them as lonely and acknowledge their isolation may indeed cause some eccentric, but their core is they are seeking to connect. And we see with different eyes. We see with an eyes of faith. Or we see the stranger, or the homeless, or the immigrant, or the LGBTQ community, and we see them with different eyes, then we will respond with compassion, with gentleness, with kindness, with a welcome to all. You see, fundamentally, that's what this Advent season is all about, is to see with eyes of faith, to see deeper, to see the Christ, and to recognize the Christ who is among us. But the temptation is, the glasses, the eyes of our faith get dirty. They get dirty with busyness and tiredness and the hustle and the bustle of the season. And it's very easy just to get carried away with it and lose the reason for the season. And so our call this week, and especially in this last week before Christmas, that we find, as St. Paul gives his Thessalonian friends advice, is to pause and to pray always, to pick up the glasses of faith and put them on for the day, to see anew, to see a little bit deeper, to come and to know and to receive Christ, and then to attend with compassion to the needs of those around us.